Everyone, this is Audio Boo, Pod Boo. I don't even know if I can't even count anymore. Have you even thought of counting? I could go to the website and check what number was the last number, but I'm too lazy and I don't want to. So, it times it. It is 5 to 11, where outside is scarily quiet. You just hear. The only thing you can really hear is our footsteps and our voices, obviously. Mm-hmm. But when we just say quiet, the only thing you hear is listen, listen. That's all you hear. That's all you hear. It's quite scary.
Yeah. Yeah, footsteps and our voices. It is creepy as hell.
Yes. So.
If you want to pay to experience this with us, go to Scotland. If you've got a lot of money.
Yeah. So, what have you done today, Andrew?
Early morning, about 9 o'clock, went to Glasgow.
I woke up. Went to bath. Then went on my Xbox. Played Resident Evil for basically all day. Yeah. Went out a walk, done that, came back, blah blah blah, ate dinner, watched, played Resident Evil, and just came down. Now we're out walking. I bought a game called Silent Hill Homecoming, and it's basically about a man, can't remember his name, but Alex. his name's Alex, and he is a war, he was in the war, and he came back from war, that's why. Title's Homecoming, and he had a bad dream at the start, and you need to play through that bad dream where you see the crazy nurses from Silent Hill and the weird orangeness that everyone peels off the walls, that type of thing. Yeah. And once we get to the hospital, the crazy hospital, we wake up in a truck.
A guy's
driving us. Once you see that type of thing, you know you're safe. It's like in some games where you're alone, it was like Resident Evil 4, right? You're alone a lot. That's scary. I don't like being alone. Then when you eventually come across someone, that is, you know, like, you meet up with someone, you're like, oh good, thank God someone's with me and they'll protect me. You feel safe, even though you know it's fake. I still feel safe. Because I know it's, you know it's not real, but I still feel like I'm going to die. In some way. And we went in the house, blah blah blah. Crazy mother. Killed thing in the war.
Gone.
Wish you misses our son. That's what you would do. You just put a gun in your lap and sit there in your little rocking chair. Yes.
Waiting for something to come in.
And that stuff on the water, that stuff on the floor, was actually water. Remember that came up from the basement door? Mm. I thought it was some sort of goo. It was just a really bad water effect, I think. Mm. It's a car, everyone. It's a car. We're safe. Yes.
Oh God, we're gonna die.
Yeah.
Joy to the world, we're going to die.
So that's basically all I've done today. There's nothing really else to talk about. We've got 2 minutes to spare. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Alright. Well.
I'm going to the doctor tomorrow.
Andrew's going to the doctor tomorrow, check out his knee again. He's still having problems with the knee.
Yes.
What kind of problems you having?
Oh, he's up here.
You know, I went to the doctor, the guy took the fluid at my knee. I thought it'd help it a wee bit.
Yeah, because it's actually the top part is still.
See that part? Even there, almost that part is.
Is it coming back? Is it coming back over again?
Right.
Wait. Yeah, because that wasn't there. Wow. That's a big knee. It's basically like a boob on his knee. That's what it feels like.
No, you just got a pain drawn nipple on it.
That was a good joke. See, Andrew says funny stuff, and this time I actually listened to him.
Got a little nipple on my knee, and got a little nipple on another one. Big boobs, probably.
Suck on the knee.
Suck on my knee.
Yeah.
I was going to be a wee bit of a tongue and make a little nipple suck on.
Yeah, that'd be funny. It'd be kind of weird if someone sucked on it, went down and choked on it, and it died, and you're like, how did this man die? He was sucking my knee nipple.
No, they're sucking my boob knee, and I was just like, so you can knee him in the jaw and killed him.
Why is he sucking your knee, I wonder. Yeah. Try to get the fluid out of me. That wouldn't help.
Alright. I'm just going to suck it in your mouth.
Well, we have 30 seconds. Nothing really exciting to say.
30 seconds. Just rubbing free my ass and a big zero.
Okay. A bus is behind us. Ooh!
The light coming out of it. Ooh! But not alone.
Anyway, that was Audio Boo number 4. And thank you for listening. Bye, everyone. Bye, Laura.
I like that.
I love you, Laura. Bye, Laura.